the people. This is my liberal progressive point of view. Well, old Hillary Clinton had her Mitt Romney moment back in February of this year when she said to private donors behind closed doors that Bernie Sanders supporters are neophytes, political newbies, and people who live in their parents' basement. With a month to go to the election, that is basically political suicide, like Mitt Romney and his 47% comment.
Some are new to politics completely. They're children of the Great Recession, and they are living in their parents' basement. They feel that they got their education and the jobs that are available to them are not at all what they envisioned for themselves. And they don't see much of a future. I met with a group of young black millennials today, and you know, one of the young women said, you know, none of us feel like we have the job that we should have gotten out of college. And we don't believe that the job market is going to give us much of a chance. So that is a mindset that is really affecting their politics. And so if you're feeling that you're consigned to, you know, being a barista or, you know, some other job that doesn't pay a lot and doesn't have much of a ladder of opportunity attached to it, then the idea that maybe, just maybe, you could be part of a political revolution is pretty appealing. So I think we all should be really understanding of that, and we should try to do the best we can, not to be, you know, a wet blanket on idealists. And you want people to be idealistic, you want them to set big goals, but to take what we can achieve now and try to present them as bigger goals. I mean, getting our country to 100% universal coverage is a big deal. Getting that Affordable Care Act to work better for people, getting the costs down so that people feel that they can afford the care that they now have access to. That's a big deal. You know, going after infrastructure, manufacturing, combating climate change by setting some big goals like half a billion new solar panels by the end of my first term and enough clean power to power every home in America by the end of my second term, that's a big goal. So what we have to do and what I'm trying to do is to make the case that we've got ideals, we've got big goals, but we also believe that the path to progress is one that you just have to get up every day and work on. You have to make it your life's work if you do this full time. You have to make it part of your civic responsibility for others and just keep making that case. It's not as glamorous, it's not as exciting, it doesn't promise a revolution. I mean, I'm still trying to understand the revolution part, because here's how I think about it. In order, I mean, and Senator Sanders sort of alludes to this. In order to have the revolution, first we have to take back the Senate and get to 60 votes. Then we've got to take back the House. And that may require some redistricting in order to get people out of safe Republican seats so they can be competitive again. I think we're already in like year six or seven of a two-year term. So, you know, those of us who understand this, who've been experienced, who've worked in it, know that it's a false promise. But I don't think you tell idealistic people, particularly young people, that they bought into a false promise. You try to do the best you can to say, hey, you know, that's his view, that's what he is offering you. But here's another way where actually we can achieve a lot of what we have said starting day one and make a real difference in people's lives. And I tell them all the time.
Yes. This is Mike Power to the People. I know it's very late here, but want to do the podcast. Yes, I said I would talk about the police brutality. That will be next week. I wanted to comment on what Hillary said to donors behind closed doors, that Bernie Sanders supporters are people who live in their parents' basement, who are unrealistic, who don't want to find work. In Hillary's own little subliminal messaging, she just basically had a Romney moment. With only 1 month to go to the election, And what happened when Mitt Romney did his own moment of calling 47% of the population as lazy mooches, good for nothings? He lost. So guess what Shillery just did? With a month to go to the election, she just cost herself the presidency. And when she does lose come next month, and the only way she's going to get it is by hacked voting machines and purged voter rolls, by insulting millions of people as basement dwellers who are unrealistic, is not a way to get the progressive vote. It is not a way to get the millennial vote. And someone, and a Shillery supporter, actually commented on Facebook and said, "I don't see what she said was inflammatory." Well, Mitt Romney's supporters said the exact same thing, that what he said about the 47% was non-inflammatory, and he lost the presidency 4 years ago. She is insulting millions of people in this country, a voting base that she needs to get the numbers to defeat Trump. That's the plain and simple fact here. She has just insulted millions of people as lazy, good-for-nothings that only want free health care and free education. She just had her Romney moment. She's shown, and this was back in February of this year, and to whoever did release this audio, thank you. Thank you for helping to expose Shillery Clinton to be the fraud that she is. That fake smile she puts on to voters and pandering to voters, but behind closed doors, calling millions of millennial voters and progressive voters and independent voters and liberal voters in this country as lazy, unrealistic, and they don't work, and they just live in their parents' basement. When she knows squat about me, when she knows squat about Dick, Tom, Dick, and Harry, what their living situation is. Even if they do live with their parents, she does not have a darn right to accuse them of being lazy good-for-nothings. She does not have a right to label people as lazy because they live with their parents, when she has no damn clue about what a person's living situation is. She has no right to insult millions of voters in this country and call them unrealistic because they believe in a political revolution. She has no right whatsoever to call people unrealistic because they supported Bernie Sanders. And you know what? This audio is being flooded across the internet. And I am making sure I am posting this audio on my Facebook account every single day leading up to the election. Because Shillery didn't just insult me. She just insulted millions of other people in this country as lazy, they don't work because they're basement dwellers. That is her own words. You can hear it on SoundCloud by The Intercept. That's where you can find the audio, on SoundCloud by The Intercept. And the audio is there, where she's labeling people as basically good-for-nothing moochers who don't work because they live in their parents' basement. That's exactly what Mitt Romney did in 2012. So she just cost herself the election with 37 days to go. So what did Shillery do now? Commit political suicide. she just basically put the nails on the coffin of her own presidential race by insulting millions of people and calling them lazy, unrealistic, that she is showing to be the privileged politician like the rest of them. Showing her true feelings about how she feels about the poor, how she feels about the disabled, how she feels about the middle class, how she feels about people with disabilities, how she feels about the elderly, how she feels about veterans. That if they supported Bernie Sanders, they're living in mommy's basement. That if they supported Bernie Sanders, they were unrealistic about a political revolution. And Hillary supporters will claim that wasn't inflammatory. Mitt Romney's people claimed the exact same thing in 2012. Remember? The 47% comment that 47% of people don't pay their taxes and are moochers and lazy and good for nothings? And what happened? It cost them the election. And that's exactly what is going to happen to Hillary. And when Hillary does lose come next month, and either Jill Stein or Trump or Johnson is declared the winner, who is going to be to blame here? Her. Independents are not going to be to blame. Progressives are not going to be to blame. Third-party voters are not going to be to blame. When Hillary loses because of these comments that were made in February of this year. See, the thing Hillary didn't expect, she didn't expect this audio to be leaked on the internet. That's the thing. When Hillary made these statements, she didn't expect this to be leaked on the internet. She didn't expect her audio to come out some 7-8 months later, close to the election. And as I said, thank you to the people who leaked this. Thank you to the people for exposing Hillary to be the fraud that she is. That she poses herself as a progressive. When she's far from it. And in insulting millions of people with her privileged, spoiled attitude. That she looks down upon others because they have less than her. And how dare she call millions of people as lazy and good for nothings and moochers and people who don't want to work and people who are unrealistic about a political revolution all because they supported Bernie Sanders. Or because they don't work because they live in their parents' basement. Do people not understand how insulting that is to millions of Americans who work their asses off while they do live with their parents? Do you Hillary supporters not understand she just threw away the progressive base? It already was bad enough. She was coronated at the convention. But this audio proves how she really feels about people in this country. She's privileged. She looks down upon others if they're not making $1 million an hour. She feels they're unrealistic and don't work and are lazy and good for nothings. And you know what? Hillary ain't going to address this. Neither is the media going to pressure her why the hell she made these statements. Oh, you're unrealistic and you live in your parents' basement. That's insulting our intelligence. It's accusing us progressives of never working. You know the thing about Hillary? She assumes what she knows about people. She don't know squat with her privileged attitude. She doesn't know squat what a person's living condition is. She does not know squat what a person's working status is. She does not know squat about other people, but she assumes. And thinks that insulting people is going to get their votes come November. Yes, I'm going to go over a break here, folks. If you're listening at this time, this time in the night, and anyone else outside the U.S. and listening in the day, for anyone just tuning in and what I'm talking about, back in February of this year, Shillery made a statement that people who supported the political revolution, and she's pointing towards Bernie Sanders, this is back in February of this year, that these people are unrealistic, who live in their parents' basement. That we're not realistic, that we don't work because we supported Bernie Sanders. We live in our parents' basement because we're basement dwellers because we supported Bernie Sanders. That we're not realistic in life because we wanted a political revolution. That's what I'm talking about. Do you Shillery bots have any idea how insulting that is? To accuse people of not working because they didn't support her? Do you not understand how much of a privileged attitude that is? To call people lazy and unrealistic because they didn't support her? She just committed political suicide, just like Mitt Romney did until 4 years ago. Just like Mitt Romney did 4 years ago, he committed political suicide when he made that 47% comment. And that's exactly what Hillary Clinton did back in February of this year with her comment that you Bernie support, basically, she should have just said, you people who supported Bernie are unrealistic, you don't have a job, you're basement dwellers, and you don't work. You're just a bunch of lazy, good-for-nothing moochers. That is the statement that Shillery is making. That we progressives are just a bunch of moochers who don't work and just live in our parents' basement. All because we didn't support her. All because we didn't vote for her in the primaries. All because we didn't vote for her in the caucuses and primaries. We're just lazy, good-for-nothings who don't work. That is her mentality. She has this privileged attitude that she's better than everyone else. She's just as bad as that 47% comment that Romney made in 2012. And with a month to go to the election, she just cost herself the election. And the only way she's going to get into power is through hacked voting machines, purged voter rolls. That is the only way she's going to get in after the comments she made back in February of this year. And the only reason why it's coming out now is because everything is coming out how much of a fraud and a poser that Hillary Clinton is. She poses herself as a progressive when she is a far right-wing neoconservative neoliberal. Hillary is as right-wing as can get, but poses herself as a progressive. Progressives were all against the invasion of Iraq. She was for it. Progressives were all against bailing out the too big to jail banks, but Hillary was for it. Progressives were against the 2005 energy bill that helped jumpstart fracking in groundwater, but she was for it. Hillary has been against every single solitary thing that progressives and independents and liberals have protested against. She stole Sanders' ideas about clean energy and income inequality and then claimed them as her own. Hillary has never had an original thought or original idea of her own. It's the same as the student who sits next to the other student. That student is failing in class. The student who has A's across his or her report card, and the one failing in class is looking over the A grade student's paper to get the answers, and then claim I did it on my own. That's chivalry. She's a poser. She's pandering for votes. She does that fake smile in front of people. And people are falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. Same with Trump. They're all falling for this bullcrap, hook, line, and sinker. Both Hillary and Trump belong to the same exact uber-wealthy club that doesn't include blacks, that doesn't include gays, that doesn't include Muslims, that doesn't include the poor, that doesn't include the middle class, that doesn't include the elderly or veterans or disabled. That the only people in Hillary and Trump's little club are white people. Because that's all you see is a bunch of uber-wealthy white people in these clubs. But black people are not allowed. Gay people are not allowed. Muslims are not allowed. As you can tell, folks, I am frustrated. Frustrated with the fact that Hillary supporters are going to just sweep this comment under the rug. They're going to claim that this comment was non-inflammatory. Just like Mitt Romney's supporters claimed that his 47% comment was non-inflammatory. While he insulted millions of voters in this country as lazy good-for-nothings that don't work. Now, yes, Hillary didn't use the exact words, but she used the words in the same fashion that were unrealistic, that we don't work, that we're living in our parents' basement and we don't work. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And this is a demo rat making the comment. This is a demo rat insulting progressive, independent, and liberal voters in this country. The same progressive, independent, and liberal voters that she needs. So she just insulted the millions upon millions of voters that she needed to beat Trump next month. She needed us. And what did she do? She insulted us. She insulted us progressives and independents and liberals. And Hillary supporters are still going to demand that I support her. Hillary supporters are still going to demand people online to support her, even after she just insulted millions of people with 30 days to go. 30 days, Hillary supporters. And she just insulted millions of voters. She called millions of people lazy, moochers, good for nothings, unrealistic, because they believe in a political revolution and all they want is free healthcare and free education. All they ever want is everything for free while they live in their parents' basement. Do you shillbots not understand how insulting that is? Which she does not know someone's living conditions in their life, that she does not know what their job status is in their life, but she's making this assumption that because people supported Bernie Sanders, they don't work, that because they supported Bernie Sanders, they're unrealistic and don't know reality. Oh, man. I'm laughing here because with the age of the internet, it's exposing her to be the fraud that she is. She's a fraud. She's a poser. She poses as a progressive while she insults the progressive base as unrealistic and jobless and lazy and good-for-nothings and a bunch of moochers. That's basically the message Hillary was bringing back in February of this year. And you know who's going to be to blame when Hillary loses? Herself. But what will you Hillary supporters do? You will blame independents. You will blame third-party voters. You will blame people voting Gary Johnson. You will blame people voting Jill Stein. You won't blame Hillary for that 47% comment she made in February of 2016. You won't blame her for that. You won't hold her accountable for that statement of insulting millions of people as jobless, all because they supported Bernie Sanders. That she's throwing childlike hissy fit tantrums because people don't support her. She is throwing hissy fit, privileged, childlike tantrums because majority of the population don't like her. And this is one of the many reasons why people don't like her. She has a privileged attitude that she thinks she is better than everyone else. And that's how she has acted for years. She looks down on people who have less than $1 million a year. That if you're not worth $1 million an hour, we're not even worth her time. And you know, let's go and get some water. You know, and I'm speaking up for the progressive base in this country, the independent base in this country, and the liberal base in this country, and yes, conservatives as well. And what she did was insult not just conservatives, not just liberals, not just independents, not just progressives, but she insulted her own voters. That's what she did. She just insulted her own voting base. She just screwed herself out of the presidency with only, 36, 37 days to go? She just screwed herself royally. And this was back in February. This was back in February of 2016. But the Hillary supporters going to look past this and say, oh, the statement was not inflammatory. Mitt Romney's supporters said the exact same thing, and he lost. All Mitt Romney's supporters said, no, that wasn't inflammatory. That's the truth. 47% don't pay income taxes. Oh, 47% of the population don't pay any taxes. They don't work. They're just a bunch of lazy, good-for-nothing moochers. And he lost the election. So, in Hillary's own words, we progressives are unrealistic because we supported Bernie Sanders in the caucuses and primaries. That we progressives and independents and liberals and conservatives are all unrealistic because we believed in a political revolution behind Bernie Sanders. We're just a bunch of basement dwellers who live in their parents' basement and jobless. And you know what, folks? This is reaching the internet. With 37 days to go, she just screwed herself with her privileged horseshit attitude that she's better than everyone else because she's wealthy. That she's better than the poor, that she's better than the middle class, that she's better than the disabled, that she's better than everyone else because they're not wealthy like her. They're just a bunch of people who are unrealistic because they believed in a political revolution. That they're unrealistic, they're jobless, they're just a bunch of basement dwellers. I may be repeating myself, but this is the truth. That's what she said. Out of her own mouth. And Sheila was supposed to expect me to just overlook this. I'm sorry, but I can't overlook insulting millions of voters in this country as lazy good-for-nothings that don't work just because they don't support her. I can't just overlook that while she's running for president of the United States of America. I cannot overlook the fact, with 37 days to go until the election, that she's insulting millions of people, even her own voting base, just like Republicans do. Shillery ain't no different than any other corrupt Republican out there. Just because Shillery switched her political affiliation from Repub to Dem does not mean she stopped being corrupt and bought out. And I'm looking for the site where I got this audio from. It's a new audio. Yeah, here it is. No, it's not the, it's from, darn it. I have to look for it while I do my break. Yeah. Clinton refers to Sanders fans as frustrated basement dwellers. Hillary Clinton suggested in February that many of the young people who supported Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary were unemployed political neophytes who still lived with their parents. Now, that is what she said. And you can find the, oh, hold on. You can find that audio at soundcloud.com/the-intercept/Hillary Clinton audio. That's where you can find it. SoundCloud.com, The Intercept, Hillary Clinton audio. With her privileged attitude that she's better than everyone else. Now, during the break, you will also hear what she said also is that she's occupying center-right and center-left. And that said, these are people who want free health care and free education. Just go to Scandinavia, wherever that is. But hey, Shillery supporters are going to want us to overlook this. Sorry, I'm not one of these people that's going to overlook this ever in my life. Just like I will never forget the 47% comment by Mitt Romney 4 years ago, I'm not going to forget the same type of comment by Hillary Clinton. As much as Hillary bots want me and others to forget about this, it's all over the internet. It's on SoundCloud. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be, has already been all over Facebook. You know, just like the WikiLeaks emails, just like WikiLeaks leaking the emails for about the DNC and the collusion about the media, and people finding that out online, well, this audio is going to be heard online by millions upon millions upon millions of Americans. And they're going to hear how privileged she is, with her privileged attitude that she's better than everyone else because she's uber wealthy. You know, there's someone, before I take my break here, someone commented to me on Facebook, Mike, you must be jealous of her. And I'm like jealous of what? I have a roof over my head, water to drink, food to eat, clothes on my back, a place to wash my body, a laundromat to go wash my clothing, and a place to sleep. What the hell am I supposed to be jealous of? At least I'm damn grateful for what the hell I got in life. At least I have, you know, the sane mentality to not look down on others because I got more than anyone else does on this planet. That there are people who have less than I do. And I don't look down on them. That I don't have a privileged attitude. That if you're living with your parents, that automatically means you don't work. Or that if you believe in a political revolution with Bernie Sanders, you're unrealistic and a basement dweller. Do people not understand how insulting that is? That she just insulted millions of progressives, millions of independents, and millions of liberals in this country. And this is the voting base that she needed to beat Trump in November. And by insulting millions of voters like she did, she lost the progressive base. You know when she did lose the progressive, liberal, and independent base? When she got coronated at the convention. But this audio has cemented. Okay? Cemented. Filling that pothole with asphalt. It's cemented. Okay? And if people listening, and when people listen to this podcast, you will understand what I mean. She destroyed her own chance to become president of the United States of America. Insulting people as jobless because they supported Sanders over her is not a way to get a vote. Insulting millions of people with a Romney moment is not a way to get a vote. Insulting them as basement dwellers because they didn't support her and calling them unrealistic is not a way to get their vote. More so from the same voting base that she needed. I guess Hillary Clinton doesn't learn that we have the internet. We live in the age of cyberspace. Where anything you say can be listened to on YouTube. That anything a politician says can be listened to on SoundCloud. I mean, what does Clinton think we're living in? Back in the 1970s when there was no internet access? Does she forget that millions of people are going to be listening to what she said in February of this year? She seems to forget. This is going to be heard on YouTube. This is going to be heard on SoundCloud. This is going to be heard all over the interwebs by millions of American voters. And nothing she says is going to be able to take that back. There is nothing she can say with 37 days to go to the election to have people support her now. And the only ones that support her are people who are blindly supporting her, hand over foot, and don't question anything she says out of her mouth. Those are the only people that are supporting Hillary. Are people who blindly support her, and don't question anything she says, or don't question her pro-war record, or don't question her record of supporting NAFTA, or supporting the three trade agreements under President Obama in 2011, while Secretary of State. Or the fact that she supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership along with Vice President Pick Tim Kaine. See, Hillary supporters are not going to question this. All they're going to talk about is Trump, 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 Trump. They're not going to go after Hillary over her statement in February of this year of insulting millions of people as unrealistic and jobless and basement dwellers because they didn't support her with her privileged attitude. Posing as a progressive. A real progressive doesn't go around sneaking behind closed doors and insult millions of people as jobless all because they didn't support her in the primaries. Actual real progressives don't go around insulting millions of people. Actual real progressives don't launch negative campaign ads. They don't go around insulting millions of people all because people don't support her. That Shillery feels that the progressives and the liberals and the conservatives and independents, that our votes are entitled to her. That somehow that we owe our votes to her when we do not. She is not entitled to my vote. I do not owe my vote to the DNC. I do not owe my vote to the RNC. I do not owe my vote to Hillary Clinton. That you and the DNC have turned just as privileged with your attitude and beliefs just as much as the RNC has. That you think you are entitled to the progressive voting base. And all you're doing is pushing voters away. And the only people you got left are people who blindly follow the DNC and RNC in lockstep. And that's a very small number compared to the amount of progressives and conservatives and independents and liberals that reside in this country. Independents outnumber the partisans by millions. Millions of voters outnumber the people who blindly follow the DNC, RNC, and lockstep. And that's a fact. You know what people forget? And I know I said I was going to go to break, and I'm about to because it's 42 minutes now. You know what people forget? If it wasn't for the independent voter, Obama wouldn't be president. See, that's what the Democrats forget. That is what the Dems forget. Without the independent and liberal and progressive voting base, Barack Hussein Obama wouldn't have gotten two terms. And that's what the DNC has done. You have taken the progressive and liberal and independent and even the conservative votes for granted. All these years, independents have supported the Democrat Party. And by what you did at the convention with the coronation, you basically threw us progressives under the bus. Have treated us like crap. Have treated progressives in this country like curbside garbage on a Thursday morning. That's what you and the DNC have done. That you shoved an utterly disgraceful presidential candidate down our throats through MSNBC with Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews and Wolf Blitzer on CNN. And all this Trump worship on Fox and all the other channels with the RNC. That you and the DNC have pushed two of the biggest disgraces down the throats of the American people. That you have, both of you in the DNC and RNC, have crapped on the progressive and independent and conservative and liberal base in this country. And the fact that more people are going to be voting third party and independent this year is showing proof that us progressives are tired of being lied to. We're tired of being abused by a major two-party political system. We're tired of being used every 4 years in an election and then get ignored during off-election years. We're tired of being ignored over climate change. We progressives are tired of being ignored when it comes to war. We progressives are tired of being ignored over when it comes to the major issues that face humanity and the planet. And then you and the DNC, RNC kiss our behinds every time it's an election year. And then you don't listen to us for squat when it's an off election year. If you listen to progressives, Shillery wouldn't be the nomination. Trump wouldn't be the nomination if you listen to the progressives and independents in this country. You would actually listen to us instead of pushing two of the biggest disgraces in American history to ever run for president. This is Mike Power to the people. I will be back. This is Shillery saying that she is occupying center, left, and right. But listen to it carefully. She said these are people who want free health care and free education. And then makes the joke about Scandinavia. I'll be right back.
It is important to recognize what's going on in this election. Everybody who's ever been in any election that I'm aware of is quite bewildered. Because there is a strain of, on the one hand, a kind of populist, nationalist, xenophobic, discriminatory kind of approach that we hear too much of from the Republican candidates. And on the other side, there's just a deep desire to believe that, you know, we can have free college, free health care, that what we've done hasn't gone far enough and we just need to, you know, go as far as, you know, Scandinavia, whatever that means. And half the people don't know what it means, but it is something that they deeply feel. So as a friend of mine said the other day, I am occupying from the center left to the center right. And I don't have much company there because it is difficult when you're running to be president and you understand how hard the job is. I don't want to overpromise. I don't want to tell people things that I know we cannot do. I want to level. Some are new to politics completely. They're children of the Great Recession, and they are living in their parents' basement. They feel that they got their education, and the jobs that are available to them are not at all what they envision for themselves. And they.
Now you see why, folks, I'm pissed off. She took this to a very personal level. This is Mike, Power to the People. She took this to a very, very personal level. That's why I'm pissed off. That's why I'm angry. Now, Shirley is supposed to claim, Mike, you're angry because it's the truth. You live in your mommy's basement. You live in your mommy and daddy's basement. You don't work. Insulting people is not a way to get a vote. Calling them basement dwellers who are unrealistic for a political revolution is not a way to get a vote with 37 days to go until the election. Mitt Romney didn't learn his lesson when he made the 47% comment. And Shillery just did that. She did the Romney moment. And I have noticed that not one single solitary Shillery supporter has pointed out about this. They're all saying, oh, it's not inflammatory, it's not inflammatory. Well, Romney's supporters said the exact same thing in 2012. Well, that wasn't inflammatory. And he lost. So, if or when Trump does get the presidency, you can blame Shillery for it. She just pushed away millions of voters away from her with a month to go. If there's anything a politician can do or say that ensures their defeat during an election, insulting millions of voters as lazy because they didn't support her, I would say is the number one reason to not get voted. I will say it again. Out of all the horrible things that politicians say or do, insulting voters is the worst thing a politician can do. So close to the election. So close. And you Shillelagh supporters are going to look over this and vote for her anyway, even after she also insulted you. She called you jobless. She called you unemployed, a neophyte, that you are unrealistic about a political revolution. Now, she wasn't just talking about Sanders voters. She's attacking her own voting base. She's going after millions of people, even people who support her. Now, Shillelagh voters, Shillelagh is showing how she feels about you. So what are you going to do? Are you still going to vote for her, even after she insulted you and called you jobless? Are you still going to vote for her, even after she said that, hey, you're just a basement dweller? Do people not understand how insulting that is to call someone a basement dweller? Do people not understand this? That she is basically saying that everyone else is below her with her privileged attitude. That everyone else is not worth her time or votes. That they're below her. That we're just a walking mat. That we're just the mat in front of our front door. That we're just the mat on our bathroom floor. That we're not worth anything to her. That is the attitude she is putting out. And that is the attitude she has put out for over the past year. If you folks remember when Black Lives Matter activists addressed her, you know what she said to them? Then I would rather talk to white people. That is the statement she said to Black Lives Matter activists when they addressed her about police brutality. Maybe I'll just talk to white people. She's condescending, and she feels like she is privileged. That everyone else is just under her feet like a bathroom rug. That we shouldn't be able to have our own opinion. That we shouldn't be able to live with our parents. Or else be called jobless and uneducated. And yes, there will be Shillelagh supporters who will go along with that line. If you live with your parents and you're uneducated, you're unrealistic because you want a political revolution. You wanted a political revolution with Bernie Sanders. You're unrealistic. You don't understand the government. You're uneducated. You're retarded. And they won't question those statements that Shillelagh made in February of 2016, and they still won't, and they still will vote for her. They still will vote for her, knowing that statement she made to what I would say is basically private donors, just like the private donors Mitt Romney talked to in 2012. The difference here, though, between what Mitt Romney said and Shillelagh said is not what they said, but the timeline. Shillelagh actually made the statement a few months more. Let's see if I can get this right, the statement right. Shillelagh made this statement more farther away from the election than Romney did. But the fact that this audio is now coming out, I say again, thank you to the people who released this. Thank you for helping to expose the fraud and the poser that Shillery is. And no amount of fake apology is going to be able to take back what she said. No amount of fake smiling and fake apology is going to take back what she said about millions of people that don't support her. We're jobless, we're uneducated, you know, we're just living in our parents' basement. We're basement dwellers. Now, I'm going to look that up. If there is a definition for basement dweller. But those are our words. So what is the definition of basement dweller? Excuse me for the typing. See, Urban Dictionary for basement dweller, load on urbandictionary.com for basement dweller. A male over the age of 18, usually with no formal education, who continues to live at home with his parent or parents and has no ambition to move out or contribute to society. He can be found working second shift at your local gas station, lives in a perpetual state of getting his shit together. I'm going to read that again. A male over the age of 18, usually with no formal education, who continues to live at home with his parents and has no ambition to move out or contribute to society. That is what Shillery labeled millions of people. Basement dweller. No formal education and continues to live at home with the parents and has no ambition to move out or contribute to society. And assuming about people she knows nothing about, or knows anything about their living conditions, or knows anything about their job status, is what is going to have her lose the election come next month, just like the statement by Mitt Romney about the 47%. So you know what? You know how I'm going to end tonight? Playing the audio from February 2016 of Shillery Clinton insulting voters as lazy basement dwellers. Now, when you go to vote next month, remember her words from February 2016. And this audio is flooding the internet as I speak. I've been spreading that link over and over and over again on my Facebook page, mike@inyourfaceradio.net. Thank you, Shillery, for proving the fraud and the poser that you always are and always will be.
Some are new to politics completely. They're children of the Great Recession, and they are living in their parents' basement. They feel that they got their education and the jobs that are available to them are not at all what they envision for themselves. And they don't see much of a future. I met with a group of young black millennials today, and you know, one of the young women said, you know, none of us feel like we have the job that we should have gotten out of college. And we don't believe that the job market is going to give us much of a chance. So that is a mindset that is really affecting their politics. And so if you're feeling that you're consigned to, you know, being a barista or, you know, some other job that doesn't pay a lot and doesn't have much of a ladder of opportunity attached to it, then the idea that maybe, just maybe, you could be part of a political revolution is pretty appealing. So I think we all should be really understanding of that, and we should